Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today we're talking about the last film screening here at the 9th edition as a special event. The film is A Most Wanted Man by Anton Corbijn, and today I'm with the director and one of his actors, Willem Dafoe. So my first question is for Anton Corbijn, and I wanted to ask him that, besides it being a thriller, I think that the film also reflects on the personalities and the character of the people working as spies in normal life. So, in this sense, this work is similar to what you did for The American, for example. So, can you tell us something about this solitude, this loneliness of the spy? And was it something that you were intentioned to tell? Or were you more interested in the genre, the spy genre?
Well, what really interested me in making a film from this book is the aftermath of 9/11 and how the world has changed so dramatically. And we see it at the moment. I think there's still results of 9/11, what's happening at the moment. So I wanted to do something that had to do with how we live our lives at the moment and how we look at other people and how quickly we judge other people. So that's where that came from. And then the story, is a spy story. It's more a spy story than a spy thriller, I guess. But, John Le Carré was quite vocal about the fact that kind of spy job is quite mundane. It's not the running across rooftops kind of thing. Watching and waiting and smoking and drinking.
Well, John Le Carré is also one of the authors whose work is the most difficult to adapt on screen. So, speaking of which, what kind of approach did you use in working on adapting this novel, both on the narrative side and the visual aspects?
Yeah, well, Carré's books are incredibly densely layered. So you have to, unless you make a TV series out of it, you have to focus on a few central things in the books and eliminate other parts. The book doesn't make it so clear what the main person is, but I choose to have the Beckman character as the main person. So then you build around that. The visual choices. Well, I mean, the movie is set in Hamburg because the plotters of the 9/11 atrocities were based in Hamburg, and that's where they worked on their plans. So by the fact that the Germans hadn't discovered this plot, they felt very bad, and there was a big shake-up of the security system because of it. And even years later, Hamburg is still a kind of sensitive about these issues, and there's a lot of focus on, the possible radicalization of the Muslim community. So that was a given from the book, and that was fantastic because Hamburg is a city that's hardly ever used in movies, so it was kind of virginal as a filmmaker. You know, it was a clean canvas, so wherever you point your camera, it was new for the viewer. It was not a movie where you have a lot of you project no other feelings onto the images that you see, I think, because you wouldn't have to have carried any of these feelings from other films. I mean, there was a great film in the 70s from Wim Wenders, The American Friend, that had Hamburg as basis. But there's been hardly any movies made in Hamburg since. And it's remarkable why that city hasn't been used more often. But anyway, it's great for this film.
Talking about Hamburg, I read in the production notes that Willem Dafoe defined it as a source of inspiration. So, talking about inspirations, I was reflecting on the characters in the story, and they're for me like a series of lonelinesses, of solitudes. And in this definition, your character is one of those who is looking for a sort of redemption.
I think one of the attractive things is there's no, antagonist. There's this field of people, and they're people that usually, in their lives, they wouldn't deal with these other people. They're almost forced into these relationships with people that they wouldn't normally come across. My character is a character that goes through life. He's kind of inherited this job. He's inherited a whole lifestyle. And it's clear that he's not a content person, but he's living out his life in a certain kind of agreed comfort. And then he's really forced by circumstance into being engaged. And I think that's interesting when people are, you know, when their better self is engaged. He's inspired by the Rachel McAdams character's optimism. He's also, you can imagine him identifying with Issa, the central character, because he too is dealing with the sins of the father. So it's a very interesting, this is a man that where the heat, life has turned the heat up on him. And it's interesting to see what happens.
I also wanted to ask you how it was, obviously, how it was to work with Philip Seymour Hoffman, and especially how you worked on your scenes together, since they appeared to be very minimal and essential.
Well, Anton can probably answer the question better than I can, but for me personally, with Philip, he was a real pleasure to work with. You know, the dynamic of the characters is he's squeezing me. And I'm trying to maintain a dignity, but at the same time, I'm feeling the pain of that pressure. And like all the characters, as you mentioned, they're trying to do the right thing, and I think there's some degree of trying to understand each other. Not because we're so compassionate, but just as a survival mode for both of us in the context of the story. And I think that's interesting. So there's no reason for them to shout at each other. They really want to help each other as much as they can, because, as I say, they are trying to do the right thing, but they're at cross purposes.
Yeah, I think the Bachman character is almost like a puppeteer, you know, but he can't alienate the other persons either, because he does need them, but he's playing them out against each other. And I think Willem, a few times, he is very angry, but he realizes the corner he's put into, so there's no escape in a way.
Thank you so much, Willem Dafoe and Anton Corbijn, for being here with us for their film A Most Wanted Man, screening as a special event in this 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.